Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, July 30th. The petition effort to increase oil and gas setbacks from schools and homes in Colorado had a tough week. KUNC's Matt Bloom has more on that story.
Speaking at an energy industry luncheon on Thursday, former U.S. Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar didn't hold back. He said he opposes Initiative 97, which aims to take new well setbacks from 500 feet to 2,500 feet.
It's fundamentally, in my view, unconstitutional, and it's a regulatory taking that I don't think anybody wants to buy into, so I don't think it's going to happen.
Colorado Rising, the group behind 97, is also accusing its signature gathering firm of stealing 7 boxes of petitions. Those contained thousands of signatures for the proposed ballot measure. The two parted ways earlier this week after payment conflicts. The firm did not return our request for comment. The final deadline to turn in petitions for inclusion on the November election ballot is August 6th. A spokeswoman for Colorado Rising says they're confident they'll have enough to qualify. I'm Matt Bloom in Denver.
The Bureau of Land Management continued to monitor the Buttermilk fire over the weekend. According to the Montrose Daily Press, the fire is located about 15 miles northeast of Montrose. Since getting started by lightning on June 23rd, the fire has grown to about 249 acres in size and is primarily within the Gunnison Gorge Wilderness. The fire is burning pinyon and juniper and is in a remote, rugged area of the Gunnison Gorge. While no structures are threatened, access to fight the fire is hard to come by. Firefighters are fighting it where it is safe to engage. Otherwise, it is playing a natural, beneficial role in the environment. The fire can be seen at night from Hotchkiss, and smoke was present on Sunday in the North Fork Valley. Currently, there are no closures in place, and no structures or resources are threatened by the fire. Also from the Montrose Daily Press, a Telluride man, missing since a July 8th hike, was found dead last Thursday morning. San Miguel County Coroner Miguel Sante confirmed the identity of Tim Cannon, age 55. Search and rescue team members located Cannon's body after a tip from a pilot in the Olathe Spray Company, who flew over the body at about 10:30 a.m. Cannon's body was transported from the south side of Ruffner Mountain, about 10 miles northwest of Telluride. The cause and manner of death remain under investigation, but sources from the San Miguel County Sheriff's Office indicate on social media that Cannon might have fallen to his death. According to the Denver Post, there was another death in the high country. A body found by a Rocky Mountain National Park ranger is believed to be a Fort Collins man who left on a hike nearly a month ago. The man, Brian Perry, age 38, set out on a 14-mile day hike to the top of Mount Meeker on June 30th. Meeker is a Class 3 mountain near Long's Peak and is just shy of 14,000 feet. Perry sent a photo of himself at the summit to a friend, but then he never returned. Perry did not have a tent or camping equipment. His body was found northwest of the summit in steep terrain. And also from the Denver Post, it appears that pranksters are bringing national news to the state capitol. The Colorado State Capitol has a wall of presidential portraits that on Thursday featured a new addition, Vladimir Putin. Someone put Putin's portrait up on the wall in the spot where President Donald Trump's picture would go, if there was one. The portraits are painted by donation, and so far not $1 has been donated to commission a portrait of Trump. But on Thursday, a prankster placed a portrait of Russian President Vladimir Putin on an easel below the blank space on the wall where Trump's portrait would go. Putin's portrait was removed by a tour guide, but not before State Senator Steve Fenberg, Democrat from Boulder, tweeted a picture of it for posterity. And apparently there are similar sentiments in Grand Junction. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, liberal blogger and local author Ann Landman is making a public statement about Presidents Trump and Putin. A billboard sign at the intersection of Colorado Highway 340 and West Avenue in Grand Junction features the letters GOP, but the O in the middle is comprised of a Soviet-era hammer and sickle. Landman said the sign was initially $265 per week. Since then, she collected over $1,600 and posted the sign in at least two other locations around Grand Junction. The billboard is paid for by informed citizens of Mesa County and Mad Dog PAC, a political action committee formed to raise money to build political opposition to President Trump. Despite deep political polarization in the United States, researchers say there is general agreement among members of both major political parties that climate change is real. Eric Gladys has more on a study from the University of Colorado.
Democrats and Republicans agree on climate change more than they think, according to a new University of Colorado study, but forging a unified action plan continues to be a major challenge. Leif Van Boven, the report's lead author, says despite what is often reported about deep divisions between parties, the clear majority of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents agree that climate change is a reality, that it threatens humans, and could be mitigated by reducing carbon emissions.
Even though everyone agrees that climate change is a reality, Democrats and Republicans disagree about policies to mitigate climate change. And the reason they disagree is because they disagree with ideas that come from the other side.
Van Boven says both Republicans and Democrats in the study believe that good policy should be enacted regardless of which party proposes it, but participants did not follow through on those beliefs. Respondents were more likely to support proposals when they were told their side proposed it, and both parties rejected similar proposals if told they came from opponents. Researchers surveyed more than 2,000 adults, along with four retired members of Congress, two Republicans and two Democrats. Van Boven notes most people assume that Republicans are skeptical of climate change and, as a result, are less likely to speak up for fear of being excluded from the group. He says an important first step is to correct that mistaken assumption.
Part of the solution has to be a readiness and willingness, if not an eagerness, to work with the other side. It really seems to be a moment in time where Republican leadership is needed on climate change.
Van Boven argues because of the intense tribal nature of today's politics, the best way forward may be for Democrats to give Republicans a chance to offer up some solutions. In a separate study, the National Surveys on Energy and the Environment recently found that 73% of Americans now believe climate change is real, a new all-time high. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, July 30th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.